Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck what you say and understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the flair. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Yeah, I ain't playing. Fuck what you say and understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Falling, I ain't playing. Yeah, now say who winning like me. I'd rather be judged by bills like I won 11 rings. Known as a boss since then, cause I stay with some green. And fed of me when I put words to peace, no sleeping, no meat. Stayed in the field for some green, but I ain't playing in cleats. No plans for defeat, I climb the road to success with bare feet. Don't anger me, can't yank it back once a dog clenches teeth. Limbs, trying to convince yourself that I ain't a beast. Fuck what you say and understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Yeah, I ain't playing. Fuck what you say and understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head.
I'm out here working and I never get tired. I see they grinding, trying to catch me. Couldn't take off if they tried. Nigga, my name implied it. I'm the best, they obliged. These rappers can never deny with all this pressure applied. I be pressing for my time and my luck. We win so much. I post up like I'm Kareem with the touch. And plus my game, it come alive. It's like I'm Mike in the clutch. Give me the shot and it's up. Could give a fuck about who guarding and such. You see, I hit a couple doubles. Probably take a third base. My homie shoot like James Harden. Step back right in your face. Never step out of place. You can't just jog at this pace. Don't get lapped trying to compete. No winning, this ain't a race.
Fuck what you say and understand that I'm the man.
Like this, my
yeah,
nigga.
I'm the man.
I got the flair.
I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Yeah, I ain't playing. Fuck what you say and understand that I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Falling, I ain't playing.
Perfect. I hate that I love you.
courage to walk away. I cook up reasons to stay. Like he ain't all bad, I could shake him when I want. But I know deep down this is all a front. It's like I forget all the damage you do. I have withdrawals when I'm not with you. You really twisted, I know.
I know.
But you see, you see. My ability to think is altered. I'm distracted into your euphoria.
Lately, cause they dead off. Bus stop, be push, catch a nigga like in at that bus stop. Rare license, stopping at no light, they just might take my life. Big pipes, we told 2 million them bitch be waiting up on site. Dead off, smoking on them lately, cause they dead off. Bus stop, be push, catch a nigga like in at that bus stop. Rare license, stopping at no light, they just might take my life. Big pipes, we told 2 million them bitch be waiting up on site. My niggas on them block, they dangerous. Who that on that car, we'll flip that bitch so quick, don't play with us. Who you hang around? What you throwing up? No, they won't sit up, they gon' blink you down, just might roll you up. In a bag and gotta do too much, gon' put you in the dirt. You in a pad, just made an example. Why did your goofy ass that did some gas? Don't gas your homie up, gon' put him on his ass. And your ass grass is sending him my way, ain't giving out no pass. The ops outside, guess what, we popping out. If we catch one of they ass, best believe it's gon' be a flick out. We getting bread, I'm talking about that grin, just like some Brussels sprouts. You niggas sad, do shit for a couple of laughs, y'all left you chasing clout. Bitch don't run, we on your ass, you blitz them down like Ricky ass. No tip for tack, ain't finna argue with you, rather smoke your ass. Oh shit, there go the cops, don't stop this car, go spin them blocks. We hit them cuts so fast, we just lost they ass, they so fucking far. Bitch I don't need them niggas anyway, I put that shit together. To be honest, they was in my way, on my plate, ain't giving no more chances. Fuck about my fate, to heaven gate, that's where that nigga gon' go if he play with me. Yeah, I'll see. Smoking on them lately, cause they dead off. Bus stop, push catch a nigga like in a dead bus stop. Rare license, stopping at no light, they just might take my life. Big pipe, you told 2 million, them bitch be waiting up on sight. Dead off, smoking on them lately, cause they dead off. Bus stop, you push catch a nigga like in a dead bus stop. Rare license, stopping at no light, they just might take my life. Big pipe, you told 2 million, them bitch be waiting up on sight.
We was in a trap, rolling up a gas, smoking on your man, can't be friends, popping like a zen, cause y'all left some fence. I don't lie, telling lies, talking about where the goof is, but look at dude that he got shot up in his booty. Now who the fuck the goof? Bitch, I playing stupid. Put no got shot in his head and I ain't have to do it. I ain't have to say that. The fool got hit up in his back. Bullet had to chase that. No bitch, no can't erase that. It's too late, can't say that. We the gang, we the guy, bitch, we do not play that. When I hit a song, they gon' wanna play it back. We was there trying to get on, but them niggas hated that. I'm just saying a fact, pull up back to back. Know the fact you can't get into that. Quit to get it bustin', bitch. I'm bustin' off that Similac. Ay, y'all with a beam, and it's green like a green light. Try to bust a L, got something here, you snooze a loser like. Touchin' on that pole, wipe his nose, he a dead man. Bitch, we do the most, get up, fuck knock off his dress.
Gang, gang,
gang,
gang.
Oh, bro, tell ya, stop playing stupid. Gang.
Dead ops, we smoking on them lately, cause they dead ops. Bus stop, we push, catch a nigga like in at that bus stop. Rare license, stopping at no light, they just might take my life. Big pipes, we told 2 million, them bitch be waiting up on sight. Dead ops, we smoking on them lately, cause they dead ops. Bus stop, we push, catch a nigga like in at that bus stop. Rare license, stopping at no light, they just might take my life. Big pipes, we told 2 million, them bitch be waiting up on sight.
What the fuck is going on, everybody? It's your favorite host with the Butter Toast Radio Rail in the biz in the goddamn building. Happy Monday. I got two beautiful guests. My first guest is my lovely cousin Jasmine in the building. And I got second time on the show, Miss Megan on the show. How y'all doing tonight?
What's going on, cuz?
Chilling. Megan, what's up? Shit, man.
I'm good.
Chilling,
I'm ready
you know.
To dive into the show.
So, first things first, everybody, my cousin Jasmine got her own little hair little thing going on. So I want you to tell everybody about that real quick.
About the event?
The event, the salon, all that.
Oh, well, first and foremost, I've been a hairstylist for 11 to 12 years. I've owned a salon for 3.5 years. I own a fashion boutique, fashion rehab. Pretty much about it. Right now, me and my aunt, we're launching kind of like our catering business, trying to, you know, step our foot into it. So we have an event that's coming up on October the 17th. It's called High Tape Buds. We're going to start doing this like at least 2 days out the month we're trying to do. But basically, it'll be different things. This one that we have coming up is the football thing, so we're going to be watching a game. It's at a private location, and we have a food menu, which is all cannabis-infused. So if you like cannabis, weed, you know, that's definitely the event for you. You can hit me up if you want a ticket. We also are accepting vendors. So if you have clothing line, T-shirt line, if you got treats or anything, you can come set up, network with the people. It is on the south side. And that's about it.
For those that's tuned in, your boy, me, myself, Radio Rail, will be in attendance. So if y'all support me, definitely support this. This is my family, definitely support.
Yes.
Can I bring my pistol in the building? Because, you know, Southside, me, sometimes don't mix. So I might have to be the
only one
in the building.
This is definitely just a friendly event. It's private, and it's private. We made it private for a reason. So it's really invite only unless if you know my cuz, you're definitely welcome. But we kind of just want to kind of start it off being, you know, a little close-knit, intimate, and then we'll go bigger. But right now, you know, so much stuff happening in Chicago. So it's just like, just kind of keep it, you know, low-key. But everyone is welcome.
Facts.
Yeah, everyone is welcome, for sure.
Megan, you can share what you do.
I'm a graphic designer. I do a little bit of everything regarding branding, which is like logos, posters, business cards, just anything to do with visuals and text. I pretty much do it. I can create programs. I can create banners. Just anything that, like I said, do with visuals and text, I can do it. I've been doing this for about 10 years now. I am a professional. I went to school for this. And I'm willing to work with you if you have a particular budget. I'm willing to work with your budget and give you what you need and maybe basic, depending on your budget. But everybody needs something to start their business. I worked with startups before. I worked with large companies before. So, you know, working on a website, updating right now. But you could probably hit me up on Facebook. That's Megan Williams. Or you can hit me up on Instagram. It's she with S-H-E-Z dot skills. You can hit me up on there as well. And if you just have questions about branding or anything, you want to take those on and ask the questions.
So, yeah. And she's a professional gangbanger, y'all.
I am not.
I'm just playing.
Angel, can I add my social media handles? I did forget to do that.
Yes, you can.
So Facebook is my government name, unfortunately. Jasmine Walker. And on Instagram, which is really where I'm always at, which is Jazz, J-A-Z, _ the hairstylist.
There y'all have it. We go repeat that towards the end of the show for those who tune in
no
a little
problem.
Later. First of all, I just got a text message from a fan of mine. Jasmine, he said, you sound cute. I just want to let you know, bro, stay the fuck out away from my cousin. All right, I'm saying that live on air. Back your ass off. But tonight, I want to, man, it's been a few little things going on. First thing I want to talk about, how y'all feel about the whole entire ABCDEFG plus community, trying to cancel everything, trying to be included in everything.
I
originally didn't have a problem with it, right? Mm-hmm. Until they started wanting to change it. Like, for example, I just learned for some odd fucking reason, Superman is bisexual now. So I'm just like, what the fuck? I don't know what's going on. I feel like if y'all want to be included or have your voice or your own superhero, create your own fucking superhero. Why you gotta change shit? That's how I feel about it. But what y'all think about
it? I don't know if I should let Megan go first.
I mean, go ahead. I'm still trying to collect my
it's a lot, first of all. It's hard to really even say anything because it's like you don't it's 2021, first of all. Yeah, we know that. But it's just hard to say anything about it sometimes because it's just like, well, I don't know if that's appropriate or if this is appropriate. You know what I'm saying? But I will say that I get it. I get it to a certain extent. Just like the baby thing. You know what I'm saying? They really sensitive at a certain point, I will say. And then, too, I will say they kind of have the right to be sensitive, too, you know? It haven't been easy for them, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sure, me just looking on both sides of the party, okay? But the canceling thing, it's too much because I feel like people don't go hard enough for the black community. They don't go as hard as for the black community. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, what the fuck? Like, y'all canceling shit because somebody said something that they didn't even know that was wrong. Let's just say they don't even know that it was wrong or offensive. Y'all straight canceling shit. But then let it be some shit, you know, somebody done said about a black person, racist shit. Ain't too much canceling going on.
Exactly.
It's not canceling going on. So that's where me personally is like, it's kind of like, like whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I do understand both parts. I do understand it.
That's true. I get it. I definitely get it. I feel like you got to draw the line somewhere. Like the same shit that you don't want done to you as being black, you kind of doing it just because now you have a different mask on being trans, bisexual, gay, whatever the hell you want to identify yourself as. That's another fucking thing. When the fuck did all it started adding a whole bunch of goddamn letters? Like it was initially straight gay lesbian. Now with all this other shit, then There's non-binary and binary now. Like, what the fuck? I used to think that binary and non-binary was numbers. In the technical, in the tech world, binary, non-binary is a bunch of ones and zeros. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, all right, whatever. Be that.
I guess my take on the situation is, okay, they want a gay superhero, so why don't they create their own gay superhero? Like,
exactly.
For us, like, when it came to, like, you know, the superheroes and stuff like that, I don't know deep histories of all the comic books and all that, but it's like they didn't just make, like, oh, let's make Spider-Man black and all that. It's like people had to do spinoffs of Spider-Man
right.
and then make it to their own. And then it's like they try to bit on it where it's like, that's kind of cool. Let's put that, you know, in our comic strip because it's a good storyline. People are, you know, really into it. So it's like, why don't they do their
right.
own spinoff and, or develop their own character altogether? Like we had Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? It took time for them to create him.
Exactly.
But we got him, and we're very proud of that concept. They can do the same thing with a gay superhero where they got a unique storyline and everything, and they can highlight, you know, the whole movement, you know, for them and all that, and highlight certain key issues and stuff they want to highlight it and talk about so it's not so confusing to, you know, the new generation. But
yeah.
I also think that sensitivity thing is affecting everything where they're trying to cancel a little too much. It's like, certain stuff, I don't feel like should be canceled. I do feel like, okay, alter this or change that, but canceling everything, you can't just cancel everything now. Like, that's just not
right.
being reasonable, you know. And it's, they're getting a lot of attention, which is great. But at the same time, I think, and I'm probably going to get some backlash for this, but I think because certain people fall, certain groups of people fall into the whole, I can't even say the acronym right because I'm bad with letters. But it's like, it's the white people, certain people that they're connected with, and they have those connections, which is great. You know, so they can get more spotlights with their family and they know friends or whatever, and the friends want to support them and whatever. That's cool. That's great. But a lot of people are not fortunate like that, where they can get certain things canceled, particularly black people. We've got all these shootings and these killings and stuff like that, and this profiling, you know, discriminating racially and stuff. And it's like people are actually dying, but yet they don't want to prosecute some of these cops. And they don't want to prosecute or change some of these laws that is enhancing for this bad stuff to happen to us. And it's like, we got to keep protesting. And then these cases keep popping up months and months apart. And then all this other shit. And then it's like, we still get nowhere. Or we get a little ahead of the game, but that's not really too much. It's like one step versus, you know, 5 steps or 10 steps. So it's kind of like, I get it. But I also think that they being a little too sensitive with the shit. Just a little too sensitive.
Yeah.
And
that's
my
true.
Opinion.
That's
you
true.
Know, if people get offended, it is
totally
my opinion. You can't argue with my opinion because that's how I feel. You can feel different.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's just how I feel.
Yeah, I totally agree.
People definitely.
As far as the kids that's growing up, it's
right.
like, why confuse them? You know what I'm saying? Why
yeah.
confuse them? Pretty confusing enough, like, and we adults, so
right.
we don't know what the hell going on.
Hey,
and how do you
talk
to your kids about that stuff? Like,
exactly.
how do you explain that to children? Mm-hmm. Like, they have, like, in Chicago, they have that naked bike run thing where they ride in the bikes naked. And imagine you downtown with your kids, and it's like, whoa, what the fuck is that? Like, you see people's, like, stuff hanging out. You see titties and all that. And you're like, whoa. Like, how do you explain stuff like that to your kids? Even, like, some of the gay stuff, it's like, how do you explain that? And it's like, I don't think that's appropriate for kids to even have to understand that stuff at a very young age. Because who talks to a kid about sex and stuff? Like, you know, at 4 and 5.
Right.
Like, explain relationship stuff like this. Well, she likes girls, and it's like, how does that work? Like, you know, two guys, kisses, how did that? Kids shouldn't be thinking about that at that age. Maybe when they get older,
I don't know, maybe 10 or 11 or something, but not no damn 4 or 5 with these characters that's supposed to be having the kids learn about fundamentals and stuff and how to share and love people and be courageous and all this other stuff. Like, that's a subject for when they get older.
Exactly. Because I ain't have to explain sex to my kids, so they got curious around 11, 12. I'm like, okay, cool. Anything under that, ooh, girls is icky, ooh, boys got cooties. I was like, cool, keep it that way. But, you know, now it's a different story. They both in high school. So, you know, my son over here calling me, telling us, Dad, I got two numbers in one day. Like, what the fuck? My daughter called me like, yeah, I got so-and-so to bring, get me lunch. He called Uber Eats and sent it to me like, what the fuck? Like, all right, cool. Damn, I just noticed a crack in my ceiling. Yeah, they fucking crazy. But you said something, Megan. You said that we have Black Panther and all the black people supported that. Now I want to move into black support. It's crazy how all these niggas got together, banded up to go watch fucking Black Panther, but they can't support their own homie who live down the street and support their own black business. They'd rather spend all their money with the Arabs and Asians and shit, but look for a discount with your homies and shit just because you know them. So how y'all feel about black support around, you know, y'all life, y'all family, friends, whatever?
Let me say it a little. Yeah, you go ahead. I support black entrepreneurs. I'm a black entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying? However, there are some black people that do not know how to run their business or do not know customer service. And it's like you be trying to work with them, but they so messy. Well, it's like maybe their price is too high. And it's like I will pay for experience. If you know what the hell you're doing, I will pay you for that experience. But if you don't know what you're doing, I'm not paying you for that. And then they don't know how to talk to you. They being rude. Black establishments, such as these black restaurants in Chicago, like some of them, not all of them, but a good portion of them, they don't know customer service. They rude. They got an attitude. What you want? Excuse me? It's hello, how you doing? May I take your order? How may I help you today? Like common courtesy.
Yep.
How will you want somebody to talk to you? They don't do that, and we need to crack down on that, because if you was nice and professional, not to greet people, people will spread the word about your business. Like, they're professional. They're great. And even from my experience, I had times with clients or whatever, customers, they was doing too much. They made me want to cuss them out, but did I do it? No. I tried to curb my words and keep it professional. How do you want this? How do you do this? Okay, I explain things. And sometimes you don't know what the hell they're talking about. You have to be patient. Help them explain to you what they need. But that comes with professionalism, you know, and people respect
right.
that. And when you can do good business, you will get more clients and customers.
True. That's true. I definitely agree with that, because them heifers are that work at McDonald's, boy, down there on 95th and Dan Ryan, boy.
Man, don't go there. Man.
They
will burn your food.
Can I help
you? I know. Okay, you know I know. I used to work. My shop was right there for 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I hate they going right there. But I definitely, agree with Megan all the way on that. It's coming from, you know, both of those worlds. Because being an entrepreneur, yeah, we still have to deal with other entrepreneurs. And I've been in a lot of situations where it's just like, okay, let me think this through. Let me think about it first. And that's the most important part, is to really just sit back and think, okay, how do I respond instead of just, you know, just reacting for real. You could lose just by that one, you know, crazy or, you know, mishap with that customer, you can lose 100 customers just by that one person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of them don't realize.
a lot of them don't realize that, and it's just like, oh, I can get another one. Like, she ain't did, you know, they, oh, she haven't bought nothing for me, or, you know, she don't come to me often. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you have to treat everybody the same. And that's just what
exactly.
It is. You have to treat everybody the same, with the same respect.
Yes, we got to treat everybody the same. Fair is fair.
Yeah.
Which
fair is fair.
Leads me to my next subject, which is support of family. Woo-hoo! Support of family. Man, so for me, the crazy shit for me, y'all both know, because y'all see my fucking face all the time on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I post all the fucking time. All the time. I've been doing this radio shit for 2 years. 2 years. And half my family still don't know that I do radio. They'd be like, oh, you do radio? Yeah, motherfucker, where you been the past 2 years? All I do is post shit. Like, what the fuck? Family, to me, is the last, some, not all, but some people in your family is the last to support anything that you got going on. All my support came from a whole shit ton of strangers. People that I don't even fucking know. Some friends, a little bit of family, but mainly strangers. So I always tell people, don't look for your friends and your family to support you because they won't. The perfect stranger is always going to support you. Quick little story. A couple years ago, I was at Target. I went to go buy an Apple Watch, right? I was talking to the lady behind the counter. Two older white couple approached me. It was like, hey, you're Radio Rail. I'm like, yeah? It was like, yeah,
wow.
I know your voice from anywhere. Me and my wife listen to your show all the time. At the time, I was doing shows on Fridays. I was doing shows Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So, like, yeah, we listen to your show. We love Mondays, and we really love Fridays, and we tune in all the time. Like, damn, I don't even know these people, and they fucking support me. Like, this shit is crazy. But my own family don't even be like, hey, y'all, my nephew or my cousin or my son, he do radio. Y'all want X, Y, and Z? Hit him. Like, you know, I don't look for that shit, but I just be like, damn, how the fuck my own family don't fuck with me in this, you know, I got connections out here in these streets a little bit, you know, but it's like, damn, y'all don't fuck with me, bro. That's cool, though. It's cool. I ain't tripping. But, like, how do y'all feel about family not being family when it comes to support?
I don't look for that no more. Where
like,
I'm at
mentally,
like, if you really think about it, like, if you get to stressing about, you know, oh, this person don't support me, this person don't support me, first thing first is family for one. And when it comes to your business or whatever you're developing, they're not your target audience. Period. They're not.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you really think about it, like, you know, these are not your people. These your people, but these not your people. Like, you know, like you, for one, like, because this is your radio station. You know, just that's just so, okay, another, let's say, you ask one of your aunts or whatever, okay, support me. Come, you know, just come listen to my show, you know, and then they don't. And they mad, they may be thinking, well, oh, that's for younger people. I may not want to hear what he want to say. They not thinking of the bigger picture is, you know, oh, let me just support no matter
right.
If I don't like it or if it's not my cup of tea. They don't think about that. And it's really not, like, it's no way that we can really, unless they have a business and they understand, like, the real struggles that we really go through, they're not going to understand, okay, all he need is just the support. I don't need to like it. I don't need to, you know, be on there every day. I don't, you know, I just want to show him support. They don't understand that. And there's no way that you could really explain that to them, like, honestly, because I've tried myself to explain this
millions of times until literally, I've tried to explain this millions of times. Like, I've broken down crying, like, trying to figure this out, like, but why they want to do this and why they want to do that, you know what I'm saying? But like,
right.
It is what my mentor told me a long time ago. First thing first, like, you have to not forget about your friends, but really they have to be in the back of your mind. Like, these are not your target. These are not your target people. These are not your target audience. I do hair. I'm not doing my grandma hair. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not doing TT hair. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Those are not our people. They not our audience, and that just is what it is. It hurts, but as a business person, entrepreneur, you just have to, you know, just kind of suck your feelings up and keep it moving and find the people that are for you. Find the audience that is for you. Find your own supporters. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, they will be the perfect strangers every time.
Always. I ain't never looked for family to support me in this shit. I could give two fucks. You already know, because our family is fucking nuts.
Exactly.
But I do want to shout out our cousin Laverne. I ain't going to lie. I'm 30, and I don't even remember who the hell she is. I ain't going to lie. I don't always be around. But apparently that's, you know, my mama, your mama side, people, whatever. But, like, she supports, and I'm cool with that. Now, she told me she don't always listen, but she, the support that she gives is that she subscribed to it. And that's all the fuck I ask for. Cool. As long as you subscribe. Like, I got a bunch of coworkers who have never listened to my show, but they subscribe. Cool. I'm cool with that. You ain't got to listen to it. You really don't. Because half the time, well, hey, I talk about any and everything, so it don't really matter. It's just random shit that comes to my mind to talk about. But, you know, I may not, like you said, I might not talk about something that they may like or some shit like that. But when I ask for support, it's just mainly, yo, just help me get these numbers up because I'm trying to reach a certain goal. And then I don't want you to listen. You don't have to listen. I don't care about that. You can just read my Facebook post and know what the hell I'm talking about half the time.
Right.
But, you know, family.
Family.
I think when it comes to, you know, my support, or just in support in general, sometimes you have to explain to people what type of support you need from them when it comes to growing your business or whatever type of project you're trying to do. Because some people have interpretations in their mind of what you do. And a lot of times I've dealt with that too. Like, as a graphic designer, they just think like, oh, okay, you just do business cards and posters and logos and stuff. And it's like, nah, like, I can actually do like vinyls for cars and stuff like that. Or like, you know, big posters that go outside, and I can do books and stuff, magazines. Like, you have to really explain to people what you're trying to do and what you can do, because some people, I'm just saying this word, are illiterate to what you're doing or what type of skills you have, and you have to promote that and tell people that. Even with, like, your radio show, like you said, just subscribe. You know, you ain't got to listen to it, but please just subscribe. Like, I just need those numbers and stuff like that, and that's appreciated. Where it's like, okay, because some people would say, yeah, I'll do that, and they be lying because they feel like I ain't got the time to really do that, or I don't really need your service. But really understanding what you need from them, I think, as entrepreneurs, we have to explain that, because I think they do want to help. They just don't know how to help, especially those old people. Old people, they have their old way of thinking of how they can support you, and you have to update them on that.
Right. The worst thing y'all can do out here in these streets, y'all, like, real shit, but especially when it comes to, like, rap or radio or something, is ask your motherfucking parents to listen to your show. I made the mistake. When I first started doing the show, I was like, hey, yo, Dad, I'm on the radio. He was like, where can I tune in? I sent him the link. It was the wrong night for him to listen. I said some crazy shit. But don't ask your parents, y'all. Just tell them what you're doing, but don't be like, hey, come listen to shit. Or, you know, whoo. He had text me, was like, son, I love what you're doing. You go great in life with this. It's definitely for you a fit, but I can't listen to this shit. You got a filthy ass mouth. I'm like, yeah. Like, my bad. Because, like, you know, he kind of turned over a new leaf and living the Christian life. So I was trying to not be me, but I didn't want to be not me. So it was like, you know what, fuck right. it. Like, he know me, so shit. But, you know, that whew, don't ask your parents, y'all. That, whew, unless they, you know, on the same plane as you, don't do that shit. Whew. You know what? I can't stand. There are times that I do shows and close people that I know tune in and they're like, they text me just the randomest shit about whatever the hell I said on the show. And it's like, I some of the shit I'm not going to repeat. Like, somebody threw their insight about the community. What they said was some fucked up shit. I'm really not going to repeat that because I ain't going to get my ass in trouble for, you know, I'd say whatever the fuck I want to say, but whoo. So for all those that's tuned in and listening, man, there are some shit that I will repeat, but there's a lot of shit I will not. So just be mindful. But if you want to fucking say what you want to say, you're more than welcome to call in at 516-666-9826, but goddamn, y'all, because you gotta, woo.
Jeez. Oh shit.
Yeah,
I'm curious now. Like, okay, I'm very curious.
Man, look,
can we get the watered down version of something? Like,
right. I mean, it was kind of a joke, but he was serious at the same time. But basically. In a nutshell, basically, he just was saying, oh, I don't want to repeat this shit. He said, the fucking community, I guess he was speaking on gay men or whatever, because he said, and I quote, if these niggas was out here, if they could just keep each other's dick out of their mouth and out of their ears and listen, they'd be cool with everybody else in the world, but they'd be too busy sucking each other's dicks. That's a little too overboard, but, you know, hey, I get what you mean, but damn, bro. God damn.
Yeah, it went hard. Right. Going no hard. Comment on that one.
Man, so on that note, I'm going to play a track. I'm going to play some music on that note, and we'll come right back to it. This is my boy Josiah Diamore. It's called Work It. This is my little homie, my little brother, y'all. Support, support, support. He's on Apple Music and all other major platforms. Again, it's Josiah Diamore, JOSIAHB'AMOUR. He's very talented. He got 3 projects out on Apple Music. Me and him are in the midst of working on something, and I'll get to myself after the break. So without further ado, here's Josiah Diamore with Work It. Here on OG Radio, it's your boy, Radio.
Shake it, baby. I know you want the bag, you gon' work for it, baby. Down, look at that ass, I'm your biggest fan. Drop it low and pick up them bands. I'm like, ooh, she thick too. I'm in love with that ass, what else can it do? She got me so hypnotized, that moody moving round and round. Booty bouncing, titty bouncing up and down. Work it, twerking, keep on twerking.
love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. Small, skinny, thick, get on my number. Don't forget the BBWs, you know they not full. Left cheek, right cheek when she twerking. Don't stop, pop it, that ass working. Girl, you look good, just back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when I throw my cash up. All that damn ass when she pick that cash up. Shawty know she worth it for sure. Work it, twerk it, keep on twerking. Shake it, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. Shake it, baby, twerk it, baby. Shake it, baby, twerk it, baby. Yeah, go crazy, yeah, go crazy. Shake it, baby, twerk it, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ay, pick up that cash. Ay, get that bag.
And we are back live. I got my cousin Jasmine in the building. Wow, that was fucked up. But yes, we are back live. What's going on, everybody? Again, y'all, that track was Work It by Josiah D. Moore. You can catch him on Apple Music. He has three EPs, albums, whatever you want to call it. It's up there. It's up there, y'all. I lost my train of thought, but it's cool, though. Oh, for all of those who've been rocking with me, I have a mixtape out there. I released it last July on the 23rd. It's called Rail on the Beat. I'm on Apple, Tidal, SoundCloud, YouTube, all the major fucking music platforms you got. I don't sing. I don't rap. I can rap, but I won't rap. But I have instrumentals out there. It's four of them. I'm working on a second one. I'm trying to release it by Halloween. Going through some, you know, the X, Y, and Z, trying to get it out there on the 30th. My producer and everybody else trying to get me to rap because they know I can. So I might have a couple bonuses where I'm spitting on my own shit. You never know. But that's what I got for y'all. Coming soon, so just keep in tune with that. My co-host Genesis, who hosts Poetry on Me on Thursdays, she has an event coming up on the 30th of October. I gotta pull up the info because I don't remember off the top of my head, so let me find that real quick. It's called Poetic High Presents Puffin Poetry. You can email her at genesis.3yem@yahoo.com or call her phone 312-736-8808 to subscribe or purchase to get a little package. It's $20 for a VIP puff package. I believe she got like a one hitter, a couple edibles and shit. It's 7:30 to 10:30, 620 Calumet Avenue, Hammond, Illinois. Definitely come out and support. She has a poet, my homegirl, prolific. She'll be performing. Comedian Vic Pandia. He's pretty funny, pretty dope. She also has a co-host and a songwriter, Bash the Song. What the hell? Bash the Songstress? Strap? What the hell kind of name? Yeah, Bash the Songstress. These people and these fucking names is crazy. But BYOB, bring your own blunt, bring your own bottle if you want to. This is first of many few events that she's going to host. I won't be there for the 30th, but she's throwing another one on the 13th of November, which I will be co-hosting as well. So I'm doing my thing a little bit here and there. But first place winner gets $100, second place winner gets $50, third place gets $25. I might spit some poetry on the 13th because I am a little bit of poetic on, you know, I'll be doing my thing. But anyway, Megan, you should make a mixtape.
That's random. What you want me for?
I don't know.
I have no musical, like, experience.
You can do ad-libs and shit. Like, I think that'd be dope.
Oh,
is Megan
okay.
Known to be, I don't know, some shit like that. I don't know.
I'm okay, we do something. The answer,
right, you know, I might need you on the track. You just talk your shit on the end or interlude or something, on the intro or something.
I don't even think I got the voice for a track.
Hey, it's okay. I can alter it. I can alter it. You never know.
Damn.
speaking of altering, y'all, I downloaded a Voicy app. It's called Voicy. That's where I caught some artists before, and I've had them on the show. Shout out to Rosa Nice. She's really dope. Shout out to Manny Grove. It's an app where you got like a 30-second to a minute snippet of you can sing, rap on it, whatever. Me being me, because on my Snapchat, all I do is sing. I got a little something I've been doing, singing on it and shit, and very funny. A lot of people love it, and they want me to do R&B. I'm not a singer. I can't really sing. I can hold a little bit of tune with some notes, but a full-fledged song, nah. But I don't know, man. I might just dip into every fucking thing. Like, I'm trying to – I'm doing – radio, I'm producing music, trying to be a producer. I was trying to sell wine. That shit is difficult. I don't know what these white people expect from me, but selling wine is fucking difficult. It's not the price.
It's very private. Like, it's almost like you have to know people. I'm sure it's a way, but it's like you have to really know people.
Exactly, because it ain't like the wine we drink, you know, so it's really bougie-ass wine. And then I feel like the prices is okay. It's the shipping and handling that is like, yo, what the fuck? I'm not going to pay $45 for a $25 bottle of wine, because you know how niggas do. Well, I could go down the street to the liquor store and go get me some motherfucking, what's that, Stella Rose for $12.99. Like, all right, well, you do that then. Like, real shit. I was trying to sell wine. Like, I got my own website with One Hope Winery. But, like, I'm about to cancel that shit because they want too much for me. And I'm like, yo, I can't even sell one bottle of wine. Like, fuck that. Mm-mm. First of all, y'all asking prices too damn high on shipping and handling. Fuck that. I kind of agree with the niggas. I can go down the street at the liquor store, go get a bottle of wine for $12.99.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say, too. Like, I'm one of them niggas, too.
you know, like, they got some good wine. I ain't going to lie. They got some very good wine. Yeah. I have tasted it before. But, man, you want me to sell it?
Wouldn't it be Wouldn't it be cheaper
they
to
have
ship it to your house and you just drop it off to people or something? Like, they pay like a partial fee
that.
For shipping? Like, everybody
they,
just sign up real quick.
That.
Like,
right? Everybody
sign
up.
They'll still have to upcharge, though, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I want my profit.
Right.
But, like, I got my own website where people could purchase through me and they could get discounts and this shit like that, but, like, I've made a post, had about 50 people comment about, hey, I drink wine. I'm like, all right, we're hitting my website. And nobody. I'm like, okay, well, this ain't the way to go. So I don't know. Fuck it. They made it sound cool, though, during the little interview. It's like, yeah, you can do this, and you can make this. And I hear it in your voice. You can sell wine. I was like, I used to sell crack, but damn, I don't know if I can sell wine. Shit. Crack was easy. You know, you could catch you a fiend, but selling wine? I don't know.
Well, you know with wine, people like to taste before they buy it. Mm-hmm. Like, if it has a real good taste to it, then it's like, yeah. Because I'm like that.
You know what's
I don't
funny?
I know how that shit tastes. So I'm not.
You know what's funny? They had a virtual wine tasting. First of all, how the fuck can you taste wine virtually? I don't understand.
You imagine it. Get you a cup.
You know, when my mentor said that, I like virtual wine tasting. It's like, yeah, we have virtual wine tasting. I didn't even ask. I was just like, okay, I'm not even gonna entertain that idea. I'm just gonna go along with it.
To people or something. Like, unless they ship it to the people beforehand, and then everybody, like on Zoom and shit with the bottle, and they, like, point in the glass, like, okay, let's taste at the same time. What do you think?
God, man, look, I don't know. I didn't ask. I don't want no parts of it. I don't want nobody to be like, yeah, real selling some bullshit. I don't want no part. Fuck that. But is there anything else that's on y'all mind that y'all want to get off? Like, y'all want to say fuck some people, or, you know, you love some people? Because, well, I would love to be like, man, fuck this person on the side. These motherfuckers here. Oh, I definitely want to bring this up real quick. And I said this on Facebook post throughout my years of living and having Facebook. Dear family, if you do not like what other people say, you can easily fucking block them, okay?
Yes.
Just fucking block them, all right? And if you're one of those nosy-ass people and instigate shit, and you don't like how somebody says some shit to you, then just block them, okay? I'm not going to say the names, but Jasmine, you saw that shit. I know you did. I'm pretty sure you cracked up at it.
Oh, yeah, I did. But I was disgusted.
Some shit.
For the most part.
I was too. Very, I was just like, you know, I was taken back. Like, there was an initial post from my sister, my twin sister. It didn't really say too much about, it was just a general question about how do you get rid of toxic people and toxic parents and this, that, and the third. You know, she didn't say it was about none of our parents or this person. She said no names, you know what I'm saying? Two of my cousins jumped in and tried to, you know, hey, why are you putting out dirty laundry and shit? And, you know, she was like, what the fuck? Like, this wasn't even that, whatever. One of my cousins, I got them to see what I was coming from. She apologized. My sister apologized. Cool. But the other cousin, God, first of all, I know her mind yet. But the shit that she said and how low she stooped to shit and even the inbox after all that shit, I don't understand. I personally put out there that, you know, family is dysfunctional, but you can love everybody from a distance, and all in all, throughout any and everything, sure, life is short, and just love one another. Just leave it at that. It wasn't left at that. And it's like, yo, we just lost a big part of our family member last year. And it's like, yo, if you can't see, really, life is short. And you lost your mother years ago. You can't really see that life is really short. And you want to entertain a lot of bullshit for no reason at all because you don't like what somebody says on Facebook, or because you want to be nosy and instigate shit and try to make something that is not. I don't understand that. But, like, I was just basically saying, like, yo, end of the day, we're family. Nick, whatever bullshit in the bud, somebody didn't want to do that. And it's like, okay, well, I know where you stand on your fence. But I was like, just know, your mother's turning in the grave because you at this age level, this age bracket, and you're stooping real low to like a fucking teenager, and you're saying so much shit. My twin sister showed me the inbox of what she said after the fact, and that shit broke my heart. Like, damn, you would really say this shit to your baby cousin? But I'm like, I'm going to just back that. She was talking about pulling up the shit, and I'm like, first of all, you walk with a cane. Who you gonna pull up on? You gonna walk up there with the cane? What's wrong with you?
Mm-mm. Pulling up?
But,
wow.
Yo, LaShawn was like, yeah, I'm gonna pull up on you. Like, first of all, no, you're not.
Wow.
I had to defend my sister on that point. Like, just because you're a woman, don't think that I won't slap the shit out of you, okay? I don't care about you being a woman, man. If you a family member of mine, man or woman, I will slap the shit out of you. All right, just for talking stupid as fuck. But it just kills me that some family members don't have it together in their head to just be like, oh, this is how you feel? Well, talk to me. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? But you right. quickly just bring it to another level. I really feel right. like family needs to stick how family is supposed to, because at the end of the day, half the time, all we need is a family member to listen to or to vent to. You know, like, I don't vent to none of my family members. They are all
and we
fucking
don't,
crazy.
We
I'm
don't,
crazy.
And that's so right. that's a part of the big problem. It's just a lot
exactly.
of judgmental people, and that's just
yep.
is what it is, and it's very sad. It's very sad
exactly.
that, you know, your little cousin can't go to that bigger cousin and, you know, like, and be open and honest and ready to listen when all you're going to do to me, I know it because I'm sure it has happened before. It has happened to me plenty of times, you know, and people who I
yep.
thought I trust. And it's like, damn, that's what you're going to say to me? That's
yeah.
not like, how we get off the fucking subject? You know what I'm saying? I'm pouring my heart
right.
and my feelings, and that's what you got to respond. You know?
Right.
And that will make a person, like, really shut down. And for that to be your family and, you know, you don't feel like you could talk to them is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
So.
I will say this. Well, go ahead, keep going.
No, go ahead.
I say this, and I mean this, and I can say this on live air, that the only family members that I've only been fucking with for the 30 years of my living is you, Deja,
mm-hmm.
Nikki,
yep.
Dion, sometimes my brother, two, three of my cousins on my dad's side, actually, majority of the male cousins on my dad's side. But it's not a whole lot. Like, we have a lot, shit ton of more families, but I don't fuck with a lot of them. But for all of us in the same age bracket, it's just that. And y'all know how I'm coming. I love y'all to death. But, like, I learned a long time ago, definitely got to love some family members from a fucking distance because they asses is just toxic.
For sure.
And I don't want to slap
for
nobody.
Sure.
I really don't want to slap nobody. But I will, but I don't want to.
No. No, not. Please don't slap nobody.
You know. Your mama was talking about pulling up, too. And I was like, first of all, you wouldn't have bust a great.
I was just like, where are you? How are you going to pull up? Who are you just going to be leaving?
I quickly nipped that in the butt.
I was very upset, for real. Like, it was embarrassing. It was, like, I stayed off Facebook because of that. And only reason Nikki, you know, when she was calling me, she was like, you see that shit? You know what I'm saying? I was like, I said, I saw it, but I really didn't want to read it, you know, because I saw what I saw.
Yeah,
and it's like, what?
She was a tear. Yeah,
what it really was. I scrolled upon Chanel's post, like, literally right when she posted. Like, it was, like, a few minutes. And a couple people had already posted, but the first comment that I saw was my mom. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah,
what
I was like, cooking back. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Because I was like, I was raised to comment, you know what I'm saying? Because I've went through that. I'm sure you know. I've went through that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing. Trust me, y'all will be okay. Or whatever, you know, whoever you have that friction with, y'all going to be okay in the end. But it takes two.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It just can't be one person, and that's what I felt. At the time, and it's like that I was the only person that was trying to get through this. You know what I'm saying? Just like it'll be something. We'll be cool. Then something happened. She takes something the wrong way,
or you know what I'm saying? It's something I done said on Facebook, and then she come with the same type of thing, you know what I'm saying? And they'd be like, I ain't doing that Facebook stuff. I'm calling. I'm gonna miss pull it up. You hear me?
Right. What's funny to me?
I don't got time for that. Period.
Exactly. What's funny to me was go ahead before I say what I gotta say. Because you finna bust up laughing when I gotta say what I gotta say.
Okay. But yeah, it's just like I just knew. That's why I saw her post, and even though I didn't know who she was talking about, because she wasn't, you know, but I felt it in my heart. You know what I'm saying? But
right,
I was one of the times
in general,
because I've been through this. You know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
Just you know, let her know like it's okay, like it is all right. It's okay. Trust
yeah.
and believe me, it's okay.
Because LaShawn definitely was like,
nothing
you know,
or nobody
she,
or nothing is worth your peace, period.
Yep. Because she thought it was about our mama. It wasn't even about that. She was just making a general posting. But the funny shit to me is how LaShawn thought by calling my mama that was going to do something. First of all, if anybody knows my mama. No, she
okay.
out now. She good now.
She, okay,
she good
but
now.
She was there
but,
when she called her, right? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
See what I'm saying? She, really?
And here's
this
the
lady
part.
In the hospital.
So my mama is their auntie, right, y'all? The fact that you will call my mama and think for one moment that my mama going to take your side, you got life fucked up. Because my mama, right or wrong, will, no matter what state of mind she in, how fucked up she is, whatever, will take her kid's side to the day she
dies.
My
true.
Mama will fuck anybody up. And that's, like you said, she should. So I'm just thinking, mm-hmm. like, well, mama, we talked about it, whatever. She's like, I don't know why the fuck she called me thinking I was going to take her side. I told her to get the fuck off my line. I was like, hey. I don't know, Ma. I don't know. That's your niece, man. That's your niece. I don't know what to say. But,
man.
You know, I told Carlos the time, like, hey, you need to apologize to Chanel. I'm like, Chanel, you kind of went OC on Carlos. You need to apologize. They nipped that in the butt. That was cool. Then I went back to LaShawn. I was like, yo, LaShawn, you instigated this whole fucking thing, you snitch. You need to fucking apologize. I don't need to apologize to anybody. Oh, okay. All right. Talk about, I'll see you at the next family reunion. Yeah, all right. You better hope I don't remember this shit later on. Because if I do, I'll bring that shit up. Be like, yeah, what was that shit you was talking to? You was going to pull up on who?
Well,
oh, okay.
I was being disrespectful to you, too. I didn't
know. I'll kick her damn chain out her hand. She better stop playing with me. Poor Auntie Lotion, though. Mm-hmm. She'd just be like, oh, my God, stop. I could just hear Auntie Lotion now.
Yeah. It just was a lot for it to go that far.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing at the end of the day.
And I'm glad my mama don't really do all that Facebook shit to be making college shit, because I could have seen that and just go way left.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, family is family at the end of the day. You don't have to like their little ugly asses, but you definitely still love them from afar. I love all my damn family members. You're not a family unless you fight. You know, you always go to your shit and friends, too, that you consider family and shit. Me, I'm not that as forgiving. God forgives, but I don't. People kind of think I should forgive a certain particular person who I consider a brother for 10, 11, 12 years. Fuck that nigga. I'm not forgiving. We're going to leave that at that. Yeah, anything? Y'all share your Instagram and social media again.
It's Jazz, J-A-Z, underscore the hairstylist. My Facebook is Jasmine Walker.
Meg?
Well, my Instagram is She Got Skills. It's SHE underscore got GOTZ underscore skills SKILLZ. I do graphic design.
So,
if you just want to ask some questions about branding, printing, any digital social media work, I'm open to answering your questions. You could just hit me up, send me a message.
So when you say she got skills, what kind of skills are you talking about?
Design skills, boy.
I'm a part-time comedian, y'all. I'm an off-time. I'm a comedian on Facebook.
Oh, we know.
But that concludes our show, y'all. I'm back live on air tomorrow, 9 o'clock to 10. Sometimes it runs over like I did tonight. I just extended it because it was a great combo. But anytime y'all want to join the show again, just let me know. If y'all want to come back on tomorrow, y'all more than welcome. I don't have any guests, no artists for the week. Everybody's tuned in. I may end season 8 this week, and we'll restart in 2 weeks because I feel like we've been at season 8 for a fucking minute. B-Trey is due to come back real soon. I will let y'all know that. Again, I got music out there on Tidal, Apple, all that shit. It's Rail on the Beat by Radio Rail. I might have to change the spelling of my name because there's another Radio Rail out here, and I don't want no altercations and shit later on down the road. Because dude is a talented artist. I don't want no quarrels. I don't want no beef. You know what I'm saying? If he want it, then whatever. But other than that, catch my Facebook, Terrell Radio Rail Redmond. I try to stay out of Facebook jail the best as I can. My Instagram, Radio Rail 21 and Hell Rail 1290. Follow both, DM both. I respond to both. I would rather you just deal with Hell Rail 1290, but either or it's fine. I don't really care. So, yeah, I'm out, y'all. This Thursday, I think we're doing poetry. I'm not 100% sure. I will let y'all know on tomorrow's show. If we are, it's me, Genesis, Dean, and whatever special poets we got. With that being said, everybody, take care. Have a good night. Love thy neighbor. If you believe in God, believe. If you believe in Earth and all that other great shit, believe in it. As long as you believe in something, you'll be great at life. I'm going to play this out again to Josiah Diamore. It's feeling kind of frisky tonight, so it's going to be a little bit of a sexual track. It's called Showtime. So good night, everybody. Thank you, Cuz, for joining. Thank you, Meg. I will hit y'all up in a little bit. Jazz, I'm going to buy my ticket Thursday.
Okay, cool.
I get paid. Cool. I'm going to buy my ticket because I'm going to definitely be there. I'm going to try not to get too fucked up because I do got to drive back home. So, again, y'all, definitely support. I'm going to share the shit out of the event throughout the week and try to get more people, get more attention to it. I may bring a couple people with me. I'm trying to see if they're trying to go or not.
Okay,
but
cool.
Other than that, you got you. So good
and
night, everybody. Love y'all. Go ahead.
If anybody wants to know more information about it, like the details, what does the vendor fee come with, the meal ticket come with, you could actually text me, not right now, okay, because that wouldn't be cool. But, after in the morning, definitely you could text me at 312-561-6665. That's a business line, okay? So let's respect it. And I can tell y'all that.
Real shit. And y'all can call my line at 1-800-CALL-TYRONE. No, I'm just playing. But we out, y'all. Love everybody. Peace. Good night.
showtime. It's Josiah the Omar. Josiah the Omar. Say my name, baby. Let's get freaky, look, baby. Let's put on a show. Kiss you, lick you, suck you, then I take off your clothes. Say you on the bed, I don't want you to go slow. Start from your neck, then I go to your toes. It's showtime, picture in me and you. Go light the candles, I put the camera in view. Baby, let's make love, the mirror can't watch us too. Baby, keep coming, I'll stop on our own door. It's showtime, let's make a movie. Hit it different angles, that pussy is juicy. Love the moves you make when I'm like that. You telling me keep going, please don't stop it. It's showtime, let's make a movie. Hit it different angles, that pussy is juicy. Love the moves you make when I'm like that. You telling me keep going, please don't stop it. This my favorite thing in a movie. Both reach a climax in this movie. We don't need credits in this movie. Fuck it, we keep going to part three. Damn, I love it when you ride me, baby. Out of love, I put it inside it, baby. Deep breaths when you ride, then I lose control. I try to hold it in, you say don't just let it go. I pull it out, you open wide, you swallow it whole. Look me in my eyes, don't let it go. Once you done, you come up, tell me get on top. I bite your neck, lick your ear, whisper, I won't stop. It's showtime, let's make a movie. Hit it different angles, that pussy is juicy. Love the moves you make when I'm like that. You telling me keep going, please don't stop it. It's showtime, let's make a movie. Hit it different angles, that pussy.